Welcome, welcome. I'm especially happy this morning. As you know, I was born and raised on my grandfather's dairy farm, milked many a cow, and when I saw who was going to be our special guest here at 8:20 this morning, Patrick Cooney, Bogner Quality Meats, and guess what? These great meats have been quality meats since 1942. This is the first time, Patrick, that I've had a farmer on my program, and nothing like it. Am I right?
You are right, and thank you very much for having me here this morning, Brad.
No, it's the name. I mean, since 1942.
Yep, stood the test of time, and still here, and still going strong.
That's, you know something, how large a farm do you have?
Well, not so much a farm per se now, but we do more with meats and wholesaling and retailing.
Oh, that's all over. That's everywhere.
Yeah, yep, all over the state, all over New England.
I know. Fabulous products.
They really are, and that's one of the reasons why I love working for the company, because I believe and I stand behind what we have and what we sell.
Now, again, when you talk about sales, are people today, I would say they have to be, after the meats that, like, you guys produce? They're the best. I'm not just making that up. They are.
Well, thank you very much. I feel the same way. And, you know, the pendulum has swung to where we were small and local, and everybody always stopped at their mom and shop butcher shop, and the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. And we got away from that, I think, in the 80s when things got big box stores and the big corporations came in and took over. But I think people are going small again. And they like to know that they can walk in, get quality service and quality products, and actually talk to people behind the counter and get recommendations for things. So it's a good feeling to wake up and go to work every day.
You know, again, in the society that we live in today, these are the things that people really, really love and makes them feel like they're home.
It does. It does. And like I said, it feels like home. It does.
Again,
1942.
My gosh, that's unbelievable, really.
Gone through a lot of changes. And
What are some of the changes?
I think mostly you see, again, not so many people go into the big grocery stores anymore. They want to go small. People want to know where their product comes from. They want to know traceability. They want to know sustainability. They want to know what's in their products and be able to pay and get the highest quality and the best bang for your buck.
You know, when you think about this, and when I saw 1942, I said, boy, that was during the war and everything everything else. But to be able to get the reputation that you folks got, and it just grows and grows and grows, and you got to change with the times.
And to still be around is a testament.
That's
it,
right.
It really is, because where you see a lot of other places open and close over the years, and especially, like you said, since 42, there's been a lot of changes in the economy and in the country as a whole, but they're still going and still going strong. We do a lot with retail, and we do a lot with wholesale as well, for restaurants and steakhouses and all over the state and all over New England, really.
That's fabulous.
Really is.
And you can tell just talking to you that you, that you like what you're doing.
I do. I love it. I was always told, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
You know something?
I wake up every day and I'm excited about
it. I can say
it.
That too, but I'm not in that business. I'm in a different business. But you got to love it.
You do.
And you've got to give it your all.
I do love it, and I do give it my all, and most importantly, I'm passionate about it. I really do like it. It's been good to me, and the family's been good to me, and I'm just overall really happy and really excited to be able to stand behind a product that I truly believe in.
And again, it's a long, long time. And what kind of people do you meet? I've often wondered with something. No, I mean, you know, they love meat, and you got, you know, you're right up there on top. But what are they like?
I've seen generations come through the door. I've seen anywhere from grandparents to the parents to people just getting married, and now we see their kids coming in and their grandkids coming in. We have a great relationship with our customers. We can talk back generations, and you see just repeat customers, new customers. It's always nice to see a face, and it's always nice to see a smiling face after they come into Bogner's.
Now, when I was just gonna say into Bogner's, what do they? I mean, they get a thrill out of it. There's no question about it. I mean, I remember it when I was doing, you know, on the farm. But again, it's just a special thing.
You're right. You hit the nail on the head with that. It is special. It's something that's hard to describe with words, but when you do it day in and day out and you see the repeat customers and you see people leave happy, and the best is you see people come back and they, you know, really happy about the product that they have, and it just gives you a good feeling. Gives you a real good feeling. It makes the day worthwhile.
And you know something? I truly believe that with everything that's going on today in the country, everywhere, that this is the thing, what you're doing, is what people really want. Because you know why? You got the product. You're right on top with that. But you also got the feeling that you transmit to people who feel like they're home again.
Exactly. And again, you keep saying 1942 is a long time to keep it going. So it's nice to see all those people, and like I said, the grandkids, the kids, the parents, the great-grandkids now that we see coming in, the repeat customers, the employees that still follow us and still come in, just a testament to time. You know?
How did you get, what was the inspiration, what was the drive, do you think?
I don't know. I got to tell you, before I started doing this, I was a bartender.
So
I was a bartender at night where I served drinks and shots, and people would come in and ask what they wanted, and that was, you know, second or third shift. So when I got into working for the Bogner family, it was real easy transition.
Boy.
Because it was, as I call it, bartending with beef. So instead of serving people drinks and shots at night, now you're waiting on people during the day. And you're serving them T-bones and porterhouses and ribeyes and ground beef and chicken.
Wow.
So it's really similar, and it's more satisfying.
You know something I can tell just talking to you, what this company is like. They've been here, as you say, since 42. But there's something about a farm. There's something about what you do that you can't describe it in a way, and you'll never replace it.
No, you absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. It's they have a good product. They have a good family. When you go in there and you see employees, you have employees that have been there 10, 20, 30, sometimes 40 years.
Really?
You don't have many employees that just stop in for a month or two and work and go. The people that are there that you work with are family. And it's nice to work for people that you know and that you see the face of the company, not a big corporation where you're just another number. It's a good feeling.
Well, you know, again, too, that, and you could just tell it talking with you, and there's more drive from families now to buy what you have than, I mean, seriously. I mean, you can't get a Bogner type piece of meat. You can't. There's none around.
Well, thank you very much.
No, seriously. Seriously. I've had your product, and I know people have, but I have, because I know what beef is, and I know what I like to eat, especially when you have some guests.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, our jingle says, when you've got Bogner on the label, you know you have quality on the table.
I know. That's, well... Again, I got to play that some morning. But seriously, when I found out that you folks were going to be on, and I was wondering if any of the folks knew that at least I was on a farm. But it's something, and I'll say this, that this is a program, and this is why I love doing what I do, because you're talking to people. You sit with them, you talk with them, and it just works out. But it's been just great having you.
Thank you very much.
Now, how long did you say for yourself that you've been? I mean, I love the way you started, and then you got to the farm.
Roughly around 15 years, give or take.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but I'm probably one of the newbies. There's people there, again, that have been there for 20, 30, 40 years.
Well, the name is known everywhere.
Right.
And you know something, when you see these ads and you hear about the various ads with folks like your organization, you just know.
No. Well, thank you very much. Yes, it's a good operation, and I couldn't be happier, really. Really, I do love what I do.
And you have a great spot.
Well, we have a great following. I always say that what makes us great is we have great customers. We really do.
Our customers are back.
Yep, and best advertising is as good a job as you do and everything else, word of mouth. Word of mouth and getting it out there so people know and it's in the forefront.
Well, I'll tell you something. And I have been, this is my 60th year, and I have been selling a lot of things. But you know something? This is the first time that I got a product like this to sell. This is the first time for me. And by God, when I knew that you were coming in, and I said, don't tell me I'm going to have a farmer in here, it was a special treat.
Well, thank you very much, and it was very special for me to come down here and meet you and
Where are you located?
So we do have three stores. We have one in Manchester at 349 Weatherall Street. We have one in Vernon, 1084 Hartford Turnpike. And we also have one in the Hartford Regional Market down in Hartford. So we have three different locations.
Okay. Can you do me a favor?
Certainly.
Can you set something up so that I can come and visit you?
Absolutely. And I should probably apologize. I should have brought something in here with me this morning.
No. I love to go see my sponsors.
Absolutely.
But this is something that I would really, really love to do.
Awesome. Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Okay. Well, my lady friend here will, she runs the show.
She runs the ship.
So we're very, very fortunate. And just thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
Well, thank you very much, Brad.
You bet.